Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 26, Wednesday, 2020, day 238. Today's topic, God allows us to have sufferings so that we can help those in sufferings to have comfort and salvation. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 93, verses 1 to 5, Job chapter 20, verse 1 to chapter 22, verse 30, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Proverbs 22, verses 2 to 4. Today's main passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patience, endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is, God allows us to have sufferings so that we can help those in sufferings to have comfort and salvation. Lots of time Christians do not understand why God gives us prosperity. Why can't God give us prosperity in all things, but to experience lots of sufferings? Today's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 7 gives us a clear answer. When God allows sufferings happening to our lives, it is for us to receive Jesus' comfort and to understand those who are in suffering, so that we can comfort them and lead them to experience Jesus' comfort and salvation. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to understand when you allowed us to suffer is for us to be able to comfort others and to bring your comfort and salvation to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch, and what have you heard from Jesus now? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.